Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Now turn it up.
Hey. This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was reading a story about space tourism. I have no interest. I don't like flying. So space tourism sounds miserable. But for $350,000 in 2025, it will take you 51 miles above Earth so you can look back down. That doesn't seem high enough for space. Like, I need to fly by the moon.
Yeah.
For $350,000.
Way up there.
And I don't even want to do it. But if I'm spending that money, I need to go to the moon. I need to see if it's made of cheese, you know? But that, I don't like flying, so that stuff sounds miserable to me. So saw that this morning. But you know what we do to start the show. Hey. People don't know this, but that's Ray playing the drums on this.
Yeah, he's so good.
Yeah, he's so good. All right, he's in here today with a Dallas Cowboys hat on, like he does every single day, repping the Cowboys. Here he is, our video producer, Eddie.
Guys!
Yes.
A little update on the plant. Remember I told you I cut stems off my plants?
I don't remember that. It must have been a really boring story. Yeah.
No, it's not a boring story.
Boring story.
You can
Eddie.
Cut a little stem, a leaf off a plant, put it in water, and it grows roots.
Okay.
I have now planted. The roots came out strong. I planted 5 plants now, and I'm going to have a lot more. I might start a business doing this.
Yes, okay, it's like your taco business. Yeah. It's like you're starting to be lunchbox now with
and
all the businesses you're not going to create.
What would the business be?
Selling plants.
So you're going to have a nursery.
I'm like now incubating plants.
Did you know if you have flowers, roses that are wilted, you can pour Sprite in the bottom and they'll come back to life?
No.
That's amazing.
Well, wow. Fun fact. Try that out.
Dang.
All right, next up, I finally introduced him to one of his heroes, The Miz. He hasn't been the same since. Here he is, Lunchbox, everybody.
Yeah.
Guys, I got another sign. The gambling gods hate me. So we were in Las Vegas and I decided because Ray played those Buffalo slot machines and won a lot of money. So I walk up and there's 4 machines. They're all empty, and I'm like, I'm going to play them. And I pick the one on the left, and I'm sitting there playing for about 10 minutes. Some guy comes up and sits on the machine next to me. He's there for about 5 minutes, and he won $24,000.
Crazy.
On the machine next to you? Literally next to you that you could have walked over to?
No. Literally, there was 4 Buffalo machines, all 4 empty. I picked the one on the far left. He sat on the machine directly next to me. The Buffalo machine right next to me. So I could have picked that one and won $24,000.
And I think the other crazy part is he was playing it for even lesser. So you would have even played it long enough to win.
Yeah.
Were you playing max credits?
Max credits.
That's crazy. That's Could you imagine crazy. If Montauk sort of won 24,000?
I mean, you want to talk about depression overload? Mm-hmm. I just sat there going, my life sucks.
Your life doesn't suck.
Like, I still, life. Like, here we are 4 or 5 days later. I don't even know what, I mean, how long ago was Friday? And I'm like, man, I can't believe I just picked the wrong machine.
Maybe shift it and be happy for that guy. Maybe he really needed it
he
for something.
He can't do that. He can't do that.
Like, you know?
But yeah, man, he doesn't have the ability to find happiness for someone else.
It's not in him. Yeah.
So I talked to the guy. He's from Indiana, and he was just like, man, this is crazy.
You didn't interview him?
No, he didn't want me to do pictures or anything like that.
Oh, you did try that?
Yeah, I was He was like, no, I don't want to. But he got 24K in cash.
That's pretty awesome. Did you gamble at all in Vegas?
I didn't. And I have chips I've been holding on to for...
Did you cash in your chips?
No, I forgot.
Amy, you brought them back.
One of our most forgetful people on the show. Amy, wait, you didn't cash in your chips you took with you?
No, we were going to, like, last minute, and then we had to get to the airport. And then I was like, well, you know what? Maybe I'm holding on to these for a reason. Maybe next year. Maybe next year I take these bad boys to the blackjack table.
Okay, go ahead.
I have told y'all that how, you know, my son's playing football for the first time, but, you know, I told y'all he wasn't going to be a ball handler that much because he's so little. Well, guess what? He got past the ball during a play.
He plays receiver.
Oh, no. It was more of a sneaky pass. Like, it wasn't thrown to him. And he's not receiver. He's the one on the end of the, like, they all line up and he goes to the far left and the end.
Like a tight end?
Yes. So then the ball, like, you can't, it's no sneak. So I'll show you the video. It's so sneaky. You can't really see it, but they give him the ball and he runs towards the touchdown line and it's the cutest thing ever.
So it's a sneaky pass and he runs toward the touchdown line,
which is what he's supposed to do.
You have to translate this.
Okay. They're lined up. Ready,
so
set.
He just gets the ball and goes.
No, it wasn't that simple. It's a whole play.
And maybe you didn't understand it.
No, he was a part of the play. My point is, he never gets a part of the play where he gets to handle the ball. And he was a part of a play where he was passed and handled the ball. And then he got tackled.
How do you feel about getting tackled?
He said it hurt.
Yeah.
He's still hurting. But it was awesome. And he's probably watched the video of himself doing it over and over and over, as have I, because I just think it's so cool. And just to see how pumped up everybody was for him to have the ball and then get tackled even, it was just cool. Because could you imagine if he made the touchdown, though?
He didn't fumble.
They good.
Yeah, he didn't fumble. All right, Ray, set me up.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, about a year ago, he married a 10, so no DMs, Adam Levine, and all you other men. It's Bobby Bones.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense at all. But so this will be probably one of my final Vegas stories as well. So we were in Las Vegas, and we were eating at a restaurant in the hotel called Javier's Mexican place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
And they have a bathroom attendant. Anybody go in the bathroom?
Yeah, yes. So annoying.
And so there's a bathroom attendant, and they have, you know, they hand you a towel, you wash your hands, they have gum,
cologne.
Candy, cologne, all, everything you could ever
perfume
want.
Perfume in the girls' room.
It's like Toys R Us when you're a kid, but in the bathroom. And so I didn't think much about it. I'm washing my hands, get a little towel, I'm just going to walk out, and I grab a mint. To eat. And I'm like, oh no, now I gotta tip him. I didn't mean to grab a mint. I didn't mean to grab a mint. It was just there. And so I didn't have any cash on me. So I was like, hey man. So I Venmo'd the bathroom attendant $5.
Wow.
Because I felt so guilty I took a mint. I said, do you have a Venmo? And he's like, yeah. I was like, bro, I took a mint. I'm gonna feel terribly guilty. Because I feel like if I don't tip him, if I did him wrong, I'm gonna lose all the games, all the gambling and stuff.
Karma,
yeah, gambling karma. And so I tipped him $5. And so
$5 mint.
I did. Is it very expensive? Inflation's really made the price of mints go way up. Yeah. Time for the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm single. I have been for some time now. I would love to meet someone, but I haven't found the right person yet. One of my girlfriends who is newly married to her husband approached me the other day and told me that her husband's brother had just gotten out of a relationship and he was now looking to date. She says that we both like the same things, both have the same sense of humor, and we are possibly meant to be. The only problem is that, to be frank, I don't really find the guy that attractive. Now, normally, this wouldn't be a big deal because I can just tell my friend, I don't like how he looks. Problem is, it's her husband's identical twin brother.
Identical.
That's a twist.
I can't tell my friend what I really think because she's married to his twin. He does seem like a great guy, but I cannot get past the fact that he is not my type whatsoever. She really wants us to go out, but I keep making excuses as to why I can't. What should I do? Please help. Sincerely, in a pickle. Mm. You know, I go back to the first line of this. I am single and have been for some time now. A lot of times, if you're not able to really get to your goal and you've tried over and over again, it's because the path you're taking isn't the best path to get there the quickest and most efficient way. And that path could be the fact that you're just not picking the right guys and you think that your type is the only guy that would be good for you. Sometimes you should listen to other people, especially when it's not working, you listening to yourself. Like if you're like, I know what I want, I'm gonna keep trying to get it and it's not working. Maybe you don't really know what's best for you, which is why it's important to go to a friend and be like, hey, what do you think about this situation? Because they can give you a new perspective. I say you go out with them, even if you're not attracted to them.
Yeah, just one date.
Go out with them.
Can't hurt.
And one, you can go, hey, yeah, we went out. And, you know, I don't think it's, I like them as a friend, but it's probably not for me. That's an easy way to get out of it if you go out with them one time. And also, it hasn't been working with your plan. So listen to your really good friend here. Go with her plan. You never, and also, women are much better about, if they find someone that's quality, they can look past the superficial things.
Yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, guys can't. We're stupid. We're cavemen. Mm-hmm. We need pretty.
I need pretty girl.
We do boo-boo. So it hasn't worked the way you're doing it. So why don't you try it a different way and try it? Because there's nothing to lose here. Go out with the guy and then email us and let us know that you still think he's ugly or you're now in love.
Yeah. They're getting married.
Or both. They're both. You can be both. He's ugly and in love. That's my wife and me. She thinks I'm ugly.
Oh, wow.
No, she doesn't.
She does not.
No, I know, but ugly. I look at me and I'm like, how does she not think I'm ugly? That's what I think. And I tell her that all the time. I'm like, how do you not think I'm ugly? I'm looking at me and this is not pretty.
Oh, dude, you're crazy.
That's really, I think we just got to the root of why you're like, hey, give the guy a chance.
I'm projecting.
You're defending that guy.
All right, that's the mailbag.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I'm definitely neurotic. Suffer from a little anxiety. Go a little crazy in my own mind a lot. Have irrational fears and constant irrational thoughts. But I don't have this one. Scuba Steve is our executive producer. Hey, Scuba, I heard the whole time that you were in Las Vegas, you were nervous because you thought, what if the world ends and you can't get back to your family?
That's my fear anytime I'm separated from them.
Mm-hmm. You think about this is it like one in a million it could happen or like, oh boy, this could happen at any minute and I got to get back quick?
So it could be the extreme of like a zombie apocalypse and oh my God, I have to get back to my family, like a Walking Dead type scenario, or as little as like my son broke his leg and I'm not there to help and be there for my wife and my kids.
But he goes full blown into the world.
But I think just, okay, if someone's hurt and you need to get back, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But if you think the world is ending and how do you get back? That's a little nutty.
Yeah, and that's the one I'm thinking about the whole time that I'm flying. And I don't usually pray as much as I did as a child, but I'm praying on the plane the entire time. I pray for a safe flight there, a safe time there, and a safe time back. And then I also pray for my family the entire time that I'm not with them.
Again, all that.
Yeah.
Cool.
I get it.
I like it. You want?
He's protective.
Yes.
Yeah.
No, the praying.
Sure, no, I like all that.
Yeah, all that. But it's just the end of the world stuff that's kind of bizarre that you go right to that.
Yes, and as I fall asleep on the plane, I usually have nightmares about like zombies coming and eating my family and I have to try to get back and find them.
Did you have an incident with a kid?
Yeah,
with a zombie at Halloween or something?
No, I think the attachment stuff I know is rooted to my family as a child being separated from my father. So I just have that worry of not being there and not being able to help out. And it just freaks me out. I'm panicking. I just can't speak. Even right now thinking about it, I'm like, oh my God, what if it happens right now? What if the world's coming to an end and we're only 10 miles from my house and I can't get there in time to help them?
Partner up with me. Huh? I have all the skills.
Okay.
I have all the skills to get us through. If we're going to get into some sort of group, militia even, let's go. Get with me. Because I can hunt. I can clean an animal. I can kill. I'm smart.
You're a leader.
Get in. Just get in. I only got four seats, so you guys have to kill each other for those
what?
Three.
Oh, just four?
Yeah, yeah.
But
let's go.
That's not a big militia.
Yeah, it's four man. We move quick.
Okay.
Can you get me back to my family?
Yes.
Please.
Hey, we're your new family.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
this is cultish.
We're your new.
Okay.
I got in a whole thing on TikTok because I was watching some girl talk about being in a cult. And you know, she was like, you know, I was on Facebook and I was in a group and I was feeling lonely and I was recruited into this cult and I didn't know it was a cult at first. And I met up because this group, they do a get together, a camping trip. And I was like, man, it's really good. She goes, watch for part two. And I'm like, dang it, I don't like watching part two. So I go and I watch part two. And she goes, watch for part three. I watched an 11 part series on TikTok.
And now you're part of
the cult. Well, I got something to say. Yes, I've now joined.
Jeez.
They got you.
That's funny, Eddie. I hate when they go watch for part two.
Yes.
Because I'm all suckered in.
I fall for it too, dude.
And I'm like, and sometimes I don't.
Oh, good. Good for you then.
Sometimes I'll just go to the comments because some idiot always will ruin it and spoil it in the comments and go like, if you go to part two, they're going to say their uncle died. And I'm like, okay, well, that's good. I can go to the next one. But Scuba, the world's not going to end.
Yeah. Well, that, right now, at least.
Not in a space where you can't get home.
I
think if
right.
the world were ending and an asteroid was coming, they're not going to give us a lot of time, but they'll let us know 12 hours ahead of time.
And seeing if I'm more than 12 hours away, I can't get back in time.
Yeah, everyone's going to try to get back to their family.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Don't ever be more than 12 hours away.
Yeah.
Okay, as of right now.
Awesome, thank you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
So when I saw the headline, it said, John Cena breaks world record. And if you know John Cena, he's a wrestler, big jack dude. He's an actor.
Like bench press record or something?
So that's what I thought. I'm like, this guy for sure. He like lifted a truck. No, John Cena breaks the Make-A-Wish record with the most Make-A-Wishes. He's done 650 Make-A-Wishes out of everyone. That's the top person, celebrity, who's ever done that.
A lot of kids do love John Cena.
Mainly, I was reading more about this. It's like mainly because of the wrestling. Mm-hmm. I guess not so much about the acting.
Although, listen, like John Cena was really good in the Peacemaker HBO show.
Really?
Funny. Not just like good as in I'm going to go and doo-doo-doom, shoot some bad guys up and do some fight scenes. Really funny. Like great timing in Peacemaker. And I guess every wrestler is now compared to The Rock, who is the biggest action star now that exists. But John Cena is really, really good. Pretty, and he's so big and muscular, it looks like a cartoon.
Totally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's almost distracting when you watch a movie. You're like, gosh, is he really that big?
Gosh, I wish I looked. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah, same.
No, no.
same. Yeah, shout out John Cena for being able to do that. And that's a lot.
That's a lot. That's he a is lot. The most requested celebrity for that.
All right, that's what's up. Thank you, guys. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk to Kaylee Jo here on The Bobby Bones Show. Kaylee Jo lives in Pleasant View, Tennessee. Kaylee Jo, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. How are y'all?
We're doing pretty good. You guys ready to play? Never gonna get it.
Yeah.
All right. Here's your question. According to a recent survey, over half of Americans never do this when we travel. So we travel. But we never do this when we travel.
Half of Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, so most people never do this when they travel. You know, what is it? So you're traveling. It's got to be something travel related, or so many people would say... No, so what do they never do?
Never do.
Travel.
51% of us never do this, although we probably should. When we travel.
It's a tough one.
It's so many.
It's a tough one. Although we probably should. 51% of us never do this. So it's something you should probably do, but you don't.
Oh.
I wonder if you guys do this. I would think... I'm not even giving any clues. All right, okay. Kaylee Jo. You're going to go first, although we probably should. Over half of us never do this when we travel. What is it?
My thought is wiping down wherever we stay, like cleaning off the remote and the doorknobs and that kind of stuff.
That's a pretty good guess.
Pretty good.
Did anyone have that with her?
No.
No.
Okay. Oh, well, that's wrong.
Good.
But she's not out yet. So she's playing for a $50 Sonic gift card. Now, Kaylee Jo, we got four members of the show here that have also written their answers down. And again, although we probably should, over half of us... We don't do this when we travel. Amy, how do you feel about your answer?
I feel okay.
Lunchbox?
I feel really good.
Eddie?
No, I don't feel good at all.
Morgan?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah. Kaylee Jo, who would you like to partner up with?
Let me have M2.
Okay. Morgan.
Wow.
I'm going to come to you last.
Okay.
Amy, what do you got?
Working out.
Lunchbox?
Leave lights on at our house.
Oh, that's good, Lunchbox.
Eddie?
Take extra cash, money.
According to a recent survey, over half of us never do this, although we should, when we travel.
Take money.
No, guys, think about it.
Like cash. For sure you need cash.
Think about it. I have credit cards. Yeah. I'm like, cool, I'm good. But sometimes you need cash certain places.
Kaylee Jo, do you like any of those answers?
I do like Eddie's.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Would you like to take Eddie's answer and come away from Morgan, even though you don't know hers?
No.
Okay, no.
Not that much.
Morgan, do you share an answer with any of them?
I don't share an answer with any of them, and mine's kind of gross.
What is it?
Go number two.
The whole vacation.
According to a recent survey.
Maybe.
Over, dude, wow. I don't go like 4 days at a time.
That's no, I know, but you have a problem.
I know.
But half of America does not hold their poo that long.
Well, maybe. If you only travel for a day and a half or 2 days.
Oh, good. I guess you could.
According to a recent. Okay. How do you feel about that, Kaylee Jo? You've got Morgan. Funny. Would you like to now switch from Morgan to Eddie?
Yes, I would like to. Okay.
Fair. I like that.
Fair.
Morgan, yours is wrong.
Dang. Amy, pretty good, though.
Amy, yours is wrong.
Oh.
Oh, no. Lunchbox did have a good one.
Lunchbox, what was yours again?
Leave any lights on at our house, because if you just leave it dark, people know you're out of town.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do.
Kaylee Jo, you might want to get on this train, because it's going to Winterland.
Yeah. Yeah. It's going to Sonic.
Well, that's what I meant to say, but I couldn't think of the
word. Here's what I'm
going
to do for Kaylee Jo.
Okay.
She can choose between Eddie and Lunchbox's answer.
Ooh.
That same team, or they both missed it. Either one of them got it right, or they both missed it. This is for the final prize. Kaylee Jo, do you think one of those two are right, or do you want to go neither of them got it?
Let me go with Lunchbox and Eddie. I feel like one of them maybe has it.
All right, Eddie, your answer was?
Extra cash.
Wrong.
What?
Yep. Kaylee Jo, glad you got on that train. We're going to Sonic Cherry Limeade in your mouth. Let's go.
Last chance, Caleb. Would you like to go with Lunchbox, or would you like to take what we call the field, meaning he's wrong, it could be anything else?
Oh, man. Oh, let me get Lunchbox. Let me stick with him.
You won. Congratulations.
Wow. Over the field?
Yes.
Over everything else in the
world?
There
is nothing else. There's nothing else it could be. Name something else.
I'm not going to
do
it.
I feel like more than half of people leave a porch light on.
According to a recent survey,
oh my gosh,
over half of us never do this when we travel, although we should. Lunchbox, what's your answer?
Put lights on.
Put lights on is wrong.
Oh, no!
What? Dang, so no. What in the world could it be?
Anything else.
Give us a hint now.
The field. Take the field. Always take the field.
Never do that half of this when we travel. Call home.
We're going to give Kaylee Jo one more chance, but the answer is unpack their suitcase. People travel the whole time, never unpack their suitcase. They just pull from their suitcase the whole time.
Oh, yeah. I don't unpack.
I don't either.
I like to unpack.
I unpack and hang everything up.
You do? Like you're living at the hotel?
I like to lay out my toiletries.
But the fact that you said we should do it, I'm like, why should we unpack our suitcase?
I do.
I feel at home.
If I'm traveling, it's probably for work and I have to bring clothes to work in. So I hang them immediately.
Oh, so they don't wrinkle.
So they try to not wrinkle as much.
Oh, you just stick them in the bathroom and take a shower and it steams it.
It never works for me.
And doesn't either, but I just try it.
All right, Kaylee Jo, I'm going to roll this dice. Pick a number, and as long as it doesn't land on that number, you'll win. She has 9 out of 10 shot here. Pick a number, Kaylee Jo.
Let me have 7.
Okay, do you want to say what the number is out loud, Mike? Here we go. Then if this is 7, she loses.
Come on.
Any other number, she wins the gift card. Here we go. And the number is?
6.
Kaylee Jo! Yeah! You know, we just could have did that first.
Just roll the dice.
Instead of going through the whole bit. But Kaylee Jo, you are the winner. Congratulations. You want a $50 gift card to Sonic, okay?
Hey, thanks so much. I feel good.
Oh, I feel so good. That's awesome. Nobody ever does that for us. Kaylee Jo, congratulations. You are the winner. We'll put you on hold. Would you sell a kidney for $1 million? You have two. Sometimes people donate a kidney and they're fine. Would you sell a kidney for $1 million? And I ask because in India, Google Ads are showing advertisements of people, hospitals, trying to buy kidneys for $1 million. So Lunchbox, I'm going to go to you because I think you have the biggest opportunity to say yes here. If they said, we will fly you to India, we will give you $1 million and you give us a kidney, what do you say?
Man, that scares me. About India, can I trust them over there? Like, are the doctors good?
I don't know, dude.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going.
$1 million, I'm in.
You would do it?
Listen, I got two, because people donate a kidney all the time for free, which is crazy. You get $1 million, I can survive on it, on one.
Well, I mean, we could arrange this.
And then...
What a bit. Yeah. What a bit this would be.
Let's go.
I'm down for it.
I'm down for it, too. I'd be a millionaire.
I guess you have to pay taxes on that?
No.
You don't know. You're just yelling no.
No, because it's not America.
Under the table.
But I think if you bring, I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I won't bring it. I'll just leave it in a bank.
In what? India?
Oh boy. It's well, how I mean, it goes to jail.
As long as it has online banking.
I don't know that's how it works.
He has this debit card from India.
So you'd sell a kidney for $1 million? You'd
100%.
Yeah. Eddie?
Man, I really thought hard about this. I first thought like 100%. But then now India, I don't know what their standards are over there. I could die of an infection.
You could die of an infection here.
Yeah, good. You almost died from an infection here.
Would you do it if there was no travel to India, but they just mailed it to India? Would you do it in a hospital here?
100%.
What?
If I went to Vandy right now and did it here, you pull it out of my body for $1 million.
These people are crazy.
What are you talking about?
Why?
People donate kidneys all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, I feel like I could donate a kidney to a loved one if that's what needed to happen, but I'm not going to do it for money because then what if my loved one needs it down the line and I'm like, I can't help you. I had to do it for money.
I already spent $500,000 of that. You buy another one.
That's
you
true.
Know what
I mean?
What about you?
I wouldn't.
At all? Anywhere here?
Mm-mm.
Your friend, a doctor
friend?
If
a friend needed it, because I feel like friendships, there's somebody I'm really close to and I love that's worth more than $1 million.
What if your friend needs $1 million and you have a way to get $1 million?
That's a good
kidneys.
Twist.
Well, why do they need $1 million? They get some illegal trouble?
Oh.
Gambling trouble,
this is like,
Ray?
This is like Breaking Bad. I don't know. Cancer treatments.
Maybe they're getting sued. They actually hit someone.
I'm going to find a different way to get the money than cutting out a kidney.
Okay, all right.
But I'm going to go no.
No.
You two say yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, Raymundo, what do you think?
I could really use that money.
Everybody could use the money.
Yeah, you could use it.
Would you do it for a kidney?
Yeah, and I'd travel over there too.
Oh, see, that's
but
crazy.
But then, like, you risk your health. I don't know. It's a lot happening.
They don't care.
Clearly, they don't.
Yeah.
I feel like they would blow through $1 million so fast. It wouldn't even be like they ever had it. It'd be like lottery tickets,
an island,
a boat,
an island on a lake.
A boat would be cool.
Exactly.
All right. But half people think that wearing clothes once and then returning them for a full refund is okay.
Oh, wow. That's crazy. Mm. That's too high.
What do you think about that? First of all, have you ever done it? You ever worn clothes, kept tags on, been like, you know what? I'm taking it back. Amy?
No.
Lunchbox?
100%. Let me tell you, I even did a pair of shoes. Bought nice dress shoes, wore them to a wedding, danced the night away. Took them back, and they looked at the bottom, and they're like, man, these are kind of dirty. I was like, well, yeah, I walked through the parking lot, and I just didn't like the feel, so I took them off.
You said that?
Yeah.
They knew you were full of crap.
Lunchbox.
Yeah.
What?
Guess what? They gave my money back.
Eddie?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done it. I think we all have to be honest. We've all done
it. It's always the people looking for $1 million for their kidneys that do this kind of stuff.
Why have we all done it?
Yeah.
Because it's just so
human
easy.
Nature. I haven't done it. You said we all haven't done
it. You've never done it, Bones.
Never.
He's trying to say we've done it. Even when I gave my answer, he's like, Amy.
No, I've never done
that. It's the easiest thing in the world. Yeah. It's got a tag on it. You tuck it in.
Just because it's easy doesn't mean it's right.
It's just like renting a car.
No,
you take
it's not.
Back.
You get the money. No, when you rent a car, you pay for that rental. You don't get the money back. You're not lying also.
And you know what's a bummer is I was mailed a dress recently that I think someone returned after wearing, and then it got shipped to me because I ordered it. Because it just like was off. Like I saw a little spot, and it kind of smelled weird. And I'm like,
This dress has been worn,
and the tags were on it. And so then I'm with someone's stinky dress.
You noticed that?
Yes.
Oh, dang.
So you two, the $1 million kidney guys, are both going, you would do it.
For sure.
We've done that.
Yeah, and Amy and I, we won't, we haven't. Let's go to Ray and see if this walks right down the line. Ray, you ever done that?
Well, the stores are asking for it now.
No, asking for it.
My wife gets me stuff, and I'll wear it for a couple days at the house, see if I like it, and then I roll with it, or I return it.
Wait, what do you do with
it? So you'll wear it and then return it?
Yeah.
What about if you like it, you put it on at the store or your house and go, it looks good?
She's like my personal shopper, so she does it for me. So I'm telling you, I have to wear stuff with the tags to try it on.
But that's different, trying it on at the house before mailing it back, because I've done that before.
But you don't try things on for a couple days.
Yeah, you don't go and do an event and go like, let me see how this makes me feel at the event.
I'll hang out at the house all Saturday and see if I like the shorts.
Mm.
But will you leave the house?
No.
Oh.
I mean, listen.
But still hanging out in them all day is still wearing them. Ray's on your team. You guys are the kidney guys. Team Kidney, you guys are all just a little money hungry.
I mean, one time Halloween, I was Ryan Fitzpatrick, former quarterback. I bought jersey, shoulder pads, cleats, everything. Took every single thing back. Wore it out to the bars, took it back.
I remember that.
God, you acted like it was a rental.
But that's not, there's no integrity in that. That's a lie.
No,
that's
you being. I intended to return it when I bought it.
No, you didn't tell them
integrity.
You didn't tell them.
They didn't ask.
No, they're not supposed to because they sold it to you.
They said, is there anything wrong with it? I said, no, I'm just done with it. That's all I said.
I'm done with it.
Okay. You guys are shady, man.
But no, I wouldn't do that today.
Oh, stop. Oh, now you're all.
No, I said, have I done it? Absolutely, I've done it.
Why would you
Ray
not do it
today?
Ray goes,
the stores are begging for it.
Why are they begging for it?
Well, open the dressing rooms. They still close them down, they say, because of COVID.
That's true.
But that doesn't mean you wear them out to dinner. And
that means you
back.
Go home, try it on, and take it back.
That leads to you walking around your house with it.
That's too tempting.
All right. All right, here's a voicemail from last night.
I have a morning cootie for you. What did one stick of butter say to the other? There's my brother from another udder.
See you, bye. My brother from another udder. That's pretty good, huh?
Love it.
All right, this is Sarah from Arkansas.
So I threw out my back this week, and my husband, all he had to say with that or about that was, time marches on. And that was one of our funniest segments that we enjoyed from your show. So anyways, just wondering when you're going to bring that back.
One of our listeners said they were watching, this may have been on the show, I may have played the voicemail, they were watching a CMT campfire sessions, and Tracy Lawrence was playing that song, Time Marches On, and they were like, that's not a bit. They thought that was just from our show.
Oh, that's funny.
And only a bit from our show. No, that's an actual Tracy Lawrence song from the 90s, and we took the clip of that song, and just when we're getting older or something happens that makes us feel older, we go, dang, time marches on.
Time marches on.
We've been doing that segment for 15 years. We were doing that segment before we were here in Nashville. So, you know, I'm feeling pretty young recently. I don't have one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know
yeah,
what?
Yeah.
Me too, man.
Yeah.
I don't have one.
Me either.
I'm young as could be.
Woo! The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Halloween is less than a month away, so you might want to start getting your costume ready. And I have the top trends for this year.
Okay, let me guess. Trends. What's trendy right now? What TV shows? Ted Lasso.
That's good.
Even Ding. Though it's season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah, is that really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm done then. I'm checking out. I got it right. What else you got?
No, Stranger Things. That's also on there. Yellowstone. And then also in the movie category, Beetlejuice and the Addams Family. And then Sonic the Hedgehog.
Beetlejuice coming back, huh? Are they doing new Beetlejuice, Mike? Do you know? Or is this the old Beetlejuice?
And Addams Family?
Addams Family is a new show.
Oh, okay.
I think maybe it's a Netflix show or it's one of the streaming services with the show. It should be pretty good. All right, what else?
In other categories, witches are always popular. Clowns, Chucky, Freddy, Jason. Those are the horror
it's
characters.
All old stuff.
Oh, and Caroline Bryan the other day, she posted a video of some of her past costumes. She was getting dressed up in them, and she has some good ones like Oompa Loompa, the big Pillsbury Doughboy.
The Pillsbury Doughboy costume she walked in was LOL funny. It would have just been hard to walk places because it was so puffy.
Yeah.
That she was for sure hitting people in doors as she walked. All right, what else?
Johns Hopkins University put out this whole article on the optimal way to take a pill. And there's a position that you need to be in if you want your stomach to absorb it properly.
Hmm.
What do you think it is?
Is there a name for this position?
This is scary.
Yeah. I feel like you're walking into a place. I don't need to make jokes, but go ahead.
Well, you need to lie down on your right side as quickly as possible, or for the pill to absorb as quickly as possible.
So you swallow it and then go down on your side?
Yeah. Maybe I'm picturing like fetal position on your right side or something.
I have somebody that's very close to me that cannot take a pill for any reason. What, two people, but one really close to me that cannot take a pill for any reason. Never has taken a pill. That's it. She can't. Won't do it.
What do they do?
They either don't.
Chewables?
They either don't take the medicine, or it comes in liquid, or I don't know.
Mm. Suppositories. That's always an option.
That's another way to get it
work,
there.
Though?
What do you mean?
For every pill. For every pill. Like, let's say I have a headache.
Uh-huh. No.
Follow me here.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I need some Advil, but I got a sore throat.
Yeah.
Can I do that and the Advil will work?
Yeah.
That's a bit. Spin the wheel.
Yeah, lay on your right side.
All right, what else?
Luke Combs would love to be an inspiration to kids that are dealing with body issues. He says that there's probably some other chubby kid out there that's self-conscious about the way he looks that's a great singer. And if that kid overcomes any of that because of something he heard me say, then that's a win for him.
All right, good to hear.
Yeah, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Chris was getting his pump on at his house doing a workout. Gets done working out. He's like, I'm going to hit the shower. Then all of a sudden, he starts having chest pains. He goes, it's something serious. I don't have time to get to the hospital. So he runs next door, rings the doorbell, and collapses on the front porch. Well, luckily for him, the Maoris, the husband, firefighter, EMT, wife, nurse practitioner, they come out. CPR, paramedics arrive, get him to the hospital. He had a full blockage, and it was also known as a widowmaker.
Oh, wow.
I've heard the term.
Yeah.
I guess the widowmaker is what?
It's a blockage of some artery. The
like,
left
is it a specific artery, or is it?
Yeah, total block of his left anterior descending artery is called a widowmaker. And guess what? He recovers, and he gets married 2 weeks later.
Oh. Wow. He beat the widowmaker.
And he invited the neighbors.
Well, I guess he wouldn't have been a widow right then, because he wouldn't have been married.
True. Right, correct.
He'd have been the widow preventer. That's a great story. I wonder if he knew they were EMT.
Yeah, I think they were friends because they were front row at the wedding, or if they just.
But put them front row if they saved your life, even if you didn't know them. Yeah. Okay, Lunchbox, thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it. Yes. It's awesome.
So it's easy to design impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.